call the city council meeting's order for Hamburg on September 10th, 2018 at 7 o'clock. Would all rise for the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Welcome, everybody. Go ahead and open it up to a public comment. Superintendent?
Mr. Mayor and City Council, I just wanted to come and meet with you or address you at a public forum. To introduce myself, my name is Tim Schockenmeyer. I'm the new superintendent of schools at Central Public Schools, which serves Hamburg, Cologne, and Memorial of America. I've been on the job since July, but we're just getting school started, kind of getting our feet under us right now. I think why I wanted to address you is, there might be projects in the future that we can partner on. I know we probably, we may have similar interests in the future, and I just wanted to put a face to the name, introduce myself, and see if you have any questions of me, or probably can't do that before, but I guess that's it.
Well, welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Good luck, and you want to expand on maybe a couple of things that you're going to be working on this year?
Okay, I don't know if you've heard or not, or if you read in the Times here, the school is going to be going out for a referendum this fall, and so that is pretty much what we're working on right now. We'll be putting more out to the public as we have some larger board. Looking at expanding our use of technology, our access to technology for students, expanding on our AP college and schools, which are credit college credit MINSU, Minnesota schools and universities and colleges credit pairing, which our kids and our families and parents of our kids. That translates into real dollars for the people that maybe full secondary school, 2 year school, or 4 year school. Looking at expanding those and then keeping our class sizes at a minimum. So this is big news for us. This is, we haven't gone out for a referendum since 2003. It's been 3 or 4 years.
Going to tie that in with the general election then, I assume?
We'll tie it in this fall. So
this fall.
November.
Okay, so this fall already.
This fall already. Yep, so it's happening right now. We are in the thick of it, for sure.
All right.
Yeah.
So you're on deadline.
Multiple reasons.
Okay.
Excellent. We'll look forward to helping any way we can and communicating with you.
Appreciate it. All right.
Thank you. Congratulations again.
Thank you.
Tom, you're on the schedule, so if you, we'll bring you up here. You can just sit there right now. We'll go through the rest of it. Any other things we need to do with the agenda as far as adoption? Otherwise, I'd look for a motion to approve the agenda as written.
Move to approve the agenda as written.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to approve the agenda as written. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Passes. Look for a motion to approve the consent agenda.
Make a motion to approve the consent agenda.
Moving seconded to approve the consent agenda. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Passes. Tom, here you're looking to do some more business in town.
Well, might as well. You guys sure you get bored enough? You don't have your dad's car filled up.
You keep doing this, we'll have to figure out a way to expand the town.
One of these days I'll have to quit.
I believe you have plans and we have it in our packets.
Yes, so we kind of have plans and then there's a drawing. So basically, if you're not familiar with this lot, once again, what we're dealing with is kind of some goofy platted lots. So as you can see on the projector here, you can see the location that we're looking to construct the townhouses. Here's where the last ones that were just done. But what I really want to kind of try to show, it's kind of hard to see, but you can see here's the lot right here. So the big thing we have is this, you all recall this NSP lines running back here. And as you can see, 50-foot NSP easement, so 25 on each side of that. So it kind of really limits the, you know, the lot size on where you can have a permanent structure. So the biggest thing there is what we'll have to do is set up a public hearing, look at granting the variances. Probably, I think what we're looking here is we'll probably have to do a side variance for about a foot and a half, roughly. Setbacks in our ordinance are 10 feet. Mr. Detelm's looking to be a foot and a half off feet.
Right, yeah.
You know, to gain that, so.
Be elderly or handicapped accessible, and then it's just, and actually, where that hole is in there, I think that I probably could even sneak back a little further. I don't know, but I think it probably looks good if we kept that one right in line with the other one.
Right, and that's what our zoning ordinance will allow.
Yeah.
That way, where we won't need a setback variance there, you know, a variance on that setback. So what we'll probably just look at is I'll have our planner look at it and put something together for the side lots, you know, a foot and a half variance for side setbacks.
And
then we'll look at the back to see where we're...
I did have Assembly Surveyors come and restate that lot. The other one wasn't... God, Trigger told me to do my mistakes. So I'm in compliance yet, but it isn't centered like I wanted. But so I didn't know. I just had them come last week and reset the stakes. And I've got the actually building is staked out. I've got the back property line and everything marked with really good visible pipes so you can see it too. Okay. I just got to get a little more floor space on there because there's no lower level in that building. It'll be about 1,100 feet.
Okay.
I think I got a plan. Like,
yeah. Yep. Yeah, we got some plans here. So.
What do we want?
The base is it'll look comparable to the other one, just that's a little longer. So I think 116 feet. I think that other one was 104 or something like that.
Council, any questions?
No.
Otherwise, we need to set a public hearing. So it looks like we're looking for September 24th at 7 o'clock. Look for a motion for that.
I move to set a public hearing for September 24th.
Second.
Moving second to set a public hearing for the variance request for parcel 45.200020 for September 24th at 7 o'clock. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Perfect. We'll get it rolling.
Thank you.
Tommy, are you going to do the same thing then where we're not splitting the lot, right?
Right. If that's
just, you're going to own it?
Right, but it's actually set up in half, so sometime down there, if I ever did do it, I would have to do a mini subdivision.
Right, yeah.
And I don't foresee doing that. You know,
right now, okay.
I'm going to keep them in the little place.
Okay.
And we'll be owning it too. So.
Okay.
Perfect.
All right.
Sorry,
goodbye.
Thank you. Thanks a lot.
We'll move on then to old city business, the animal ordinance, number 162, to allow chickens. Any further discussion that the council has? Any additional questions, changes, deletions?
Well, just one thing I want to bring up. I did a little more asking around. So kind of, I wish I kind of had this ammo last meeting, but the biggest thing I got, why is they require the coops, why they're so restrictive with the coops, why they have the caged in runs, is basically because you're not dealing with domesticated animals. Brings other diseases, what I've heard from other people, you know, we don't even, you know, at least where your dog has got to be vaccinated, you know, distemper, rabies, et cetera, et cetera. When you get into, you know, the chickens here, you look at our ordinance, we took that out. If you remember, there other cities had that in their ordinance where they had to be you know, inspected by a vet while we took that out. So this would kind of be so you have some control over the animals. So the biggest things we got is that they were domesticated. The problem is you have them in the garage. The biggest thing you run into there is, you know, do they clean it? Do we have a smell issue? Disease, because with chickens come different diseases than cats and dogs. So them were kind of the biggest things. And most people say, you know, kind of the what we talked about last meeting too was the fact that you get too loose with things and then, you know, you're bringing the country into town. So that was kind of the feedback I got for when we last talked at the last meeting.
Council, thoughts?
And just one last thing. I talked to our attorney and he thought ours was pretty fair. So.
Even the having it be the same color as the main structure on the lot.
I guess if I'm going to paint it, I would like to see it match. I mean, I don't know somewhat. I mean, I know how people are. Some people will go on a limb and go purple and pink and, you know, neighbor may not like that, may like it. I don't know. I mean, kind of everything's uniform in that way that even like, we're not as that restrictive, but a lot of some cities are. Where even you build a shed, it has to be same color, it has to match the siding of the house. And I don't think it's too hard to paint a coop, so I guess I don't think we're asking for too much. But you know, it's open to debate. But I guess my big thing and would be is that we wrap it up tonight.
Well, council, your thoughts? Do we want to move forward with the ordinance? Do we want to change the ordinance as it's been written? Or what do we want to do?
I think we should have any chickens in town, period. I hear you. I think we're just looking at those two ones.
I guess me personally, I'm good as written. You know, it's, I see the point. I see your points, you know, digging into it. Dug into more than I have, you know, valid points, I guess.
Sam?
Scott, you know? I know.
I gotta agree with Eric a little bit, but they've already gone way above our heads by having chickens before they even came to us, so what are we doing sitting here trying to figure out? Is she going to get rid of them if we say no? Is she going to have to?
Well, yeah.
Technically, yeah.
Yeah, I'd love to have my horses and my boats and everything in town by me too, but I don't think I could have came to the city council before I was on the city council and said, hey, I'm going to buy it. Lot over there, and I'm going to put my horses on there. Is that okay with you guys? I had to take mine out to the country. She could go with hers right across the road and make some deal with Justin. She's only a stone's throw away from the township. So I kind of got to agree with Eric for all the dilly-dally and rigmarole that we tried to help her when we started, but come along with ideas of they're going to freeze to death, and you know, that kind of set me off. Yeah, that's me. Don't come along and try to tell a farm kid about an animal can survive.
Well, it's up to council. We either make a motion to vote on it, or if they don't make a motion, then it dies on the line.
I mean, city is city as far as I'm concerned, but you want to live out on a farm, off the country, then you should go out on the country. I'm sorry, but that's the way it is.
That's why there's five of us up here, so I mean, that's what I wanted people to have a discussion on. So if there's no motion on the table, then we'll move on to the next thing. Otherwise, if there wants to be a motion made, then it's okay.
I'm going to say move to approve it as written.
I'll second it.
Move and second to approve the ordinance 162 as written. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
fails 2 to 3. Move on to land use application. Looks like we need another variance meeting, public hearing.
Yes. So basically, if you remember, Nick Rogozinski was here last meeting, talked about a subdividing of his lot. So basically, what we're going to be looking to do there is do that minor subdivision of that lot, and then also grant the variances at the same time. I talked with our city planner, and he said because that when he subdivides that, that becomes a non-conforming lot. So he said it should be done at the same time then, which kind of made sense. So then, you know, we're going to look at approving that minor subdivision tonight, but due to the factor of when he subdivides that, it'll be won't quite meet our requirements in our zoning ordinance, then we should do the minor subdivision with the variances. So basically, we'd be looking at to set a public hearing for September 24, 2019 at I'd have to think 7:10. I think we'd be all right.
Yeah, I would hope so.
Yeah.
So I look for look to entertain a motion then for set a public hearing September 24th at 7:10 for parcel 45.700010.
I make a motion to set a public hearing on September 24th, 2019 at 7:10 for parcel 45.700010010.
Second. Moved and seconded to set a public hearing on September 24th, 2019 at 7:10 for parcel 45.700010. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Two public hearings. Nice. Moving on. Water.
All right, so just give you a quick update on the tower. So base of the tower's done. Haven't seen nothing yet this week, but it sounded like this week they were going to start bringing in all the big steel. So I know from this week till the first week in October, they should be bringing everything in and start erecting the tower come the first week in October. And I figured that'll take them about two months. One of the things we also talked about was, you know, allowing any of the main or any of that, and me and the engineers were strongly against doing anything this year. One, especially with the driveway, with all that driving over, and, you know, I don't want roads half done and then winter comes and deal with that mess. I think it's just best to have that done in spring, so then it can be nicely compact and then go through recycle that way. But so that's kind of where we're at. So hopefully should be seeing some action with some big steel moving in, and starting October should start going up.
Silly question, is there any concern about it going up as we approach cooler weather?
Nope, not at all. So they won't do any priming or any of that painting, that'll all, it'll just be kind of a, might be a slight eyesore through winter, you know, until they get at it in spring and prime it and paint it. So, but yeah, they hope to have it all finished, you know, they said by Christmas break, you know, there. So they're hoping about 2 months should be fully erected.
And do we have we talked about that with the city staff as far as if we do get snow during that time frame, where we're going to move it, push it, or anything like that in that area?
And that's one of the things when they come out with the equipment that we want to discuss, what area we want to block off and those type issues. So when they start bringing the steel in, that was one of the things we talked about in the conference call too, was because they wanted to ask placement, but they said they didn't know that they would need to take too much of the, we know we ain't going to be able to push snow there, and then we'll check with them as to where they, what spacing they need. So we're going to have them fence off where they need spacing, and then the rest of the area should be free to put snow and stuff. So yeah, we've talked about fencing.
And we've communicated already with these houses out here about the additional traffic and stuff that'll be coming.
We haven't, but we can.
That'd be probably good.
Yeah, definitely. They want to get a crew in here in 2 months and get it done and get out.
So yeah, that's the plan. Put something in guardrails or
yeah, we can. And even when we do the fall newsletter, we'll put something in the fall newsletter so then that way it gets to everybody.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. Any other questions council have about the water tower?
Nope.
So, move on then to new city business, personnel committee meeting, new ordinances.
So I was just thinking, getting that time, if the first PC committee wants to hit me up and let me know what dates work for them, we can start looking at ordinances. I have a whole bunch of them on my board that I want us to review, and then there's a few other ones that have come up, which I want to discuss to see if we want to pursue. One of the biggest ones late recently here was these, what are they called, my boxes, you know, like pods, storage units. Kind of our ordinance right now is pretty open-ended on that. The only way we can kind of regulate them is if they're over 120 square feet. I mean, my concern is I don't think we also want my boxes in everybody's backyards. So I think that's kind of going to be one of my priority ones I want to look at and pursue that. And I've already, on a few of the couple of subjects I have, I've talked to Alex with Bolton and Mink, who serves as our city planner, and he'd be willing to help us on those to draft them up.
Continue on, look at your schedule for the first week of October there.
Okay.
We can find a time frame for the three of us to meet. 2020 proposed budget. Fun time
All right.
coming up.
So, believe it or not, here we go, 2020. So, really tonight, you know, we kind of start out with the general fund and look at that. So what I wanted to do tonight is just kind of go over. I printed one out. I also have it up on the projector here too. But kind of the biggest thing is I went through, looked at, you know, items we need that we're looking at 2020. And I've kind of highlighted them areas. So I just kind of want to go through the highlighted areas. So if you go to page 2 there. So I've made some adjustments for like assessing fees. Kind of a big one, as we all know, we're in a litigation battle here, is legal fees. That's something that we might have to look at and consider here. We had $20,000 in there for this year. As you can see in 18, we had $15,000, and this year we were already close to, what were we at? I think we were at around that $15,000 again this year. And then next year, you know, that possibly could be more. So that's, as we go through the budget here, that's one thing you know, we'll have to look at. And then consultant fees, I have at 13 again, and that's mainly kind of to do these ordinances as we go through. I mean, it's not going to be, probably going to be a year or two process really to go through all that. So I've kind of added some monies in there, and then just made some adjustments. As you can see, line number 92. So basically that's the, you know, the roof coming out of the budget. So that frees up some monies. Policing protection, I did get that increase. We're roughly about 6.33%. And then just back up, just kind of as a norm, you know, with wages, roughly about 3% is what I put in the budget. Health insurance is going to go up 3.7%. And then work comp, I'm getting right around 3 to 5%. So I hope to kind of tidy that up a little more too, where we're going to be at work comp and property and casualty insurance. Got the policing difference. That went up about 6.3% for next year. And that'll be line number 98 on page 3. And then one of the things, I met with our fire chief and went through the fire department budget one day. And basically, the only real changes he had, I still don't have the Relief Association number, so I've talked to him about making sure we get that by the September 24th meeting so we can plug that in. One thing we did do is increase the capital outlay by about $2,700, and that was due to price increases and changes into fire gear. So he's trying to adjust for that because we've been buying three sets of gear a year. And it was kind of interesting because we had a, you know, knock on wood, mock OSHA inspection through our safety group meeting. And we went through the fire hall, and he was one of the things he looked at. All the jackets looked at them. That's one thing they will look for, that them jackets can't be more than 10 years old, you know, or 20 years old, sorry, you know. And so they kind of went through a lot of that. So and we looked, and there are some older ones, but I'm like, well, they're retired, you know, they're kind of extras. But we kind of went through them all that day, and I think we're pretty well within the, you know, the timeline there. But there are some that are, you know, getting up there. So hence the reason why changing them out every, you know, each year doing three sets, so that way we don't also give it a 100 and whatever bill. And then just the other things, line number 143, street sweeping, trimming trees. I upped that by about $1,000 because I think what we'll probably want to look at is that tree we talked about, the backstop, the far field there, removing that. And then also we have another tree. Greg's tried to repair it. I don't know if he's going to hold up, but the big maple to the right of the service memorial, it's split. He's trying to keep it together and see how it does, but we're not too hopeful on that one too, so that may need to come down too. And then seal coating, crack sealing, just kind of kept the same thing. So I'll kind of look into that a little more. I'll try to get some prices from, you know, an engineer roughly about what that is and figure out what we can do for 2020. So the big things, you know, I don't have anything in there for any street improvements or redoing any streets. So that's something we can consider, and I'll put like I have in the past, a list together, a breakdown of this couple streets that are next on the list and what that cost is. So I'll have that too for the setting up a budget workshop. So yeah, and then the only other thing kind of brought to my attention, so like on line item 156 there, contract mowing. Well, Mel's been with us 3-4 years now, hasn't really got a raise, so might be something you want to look at and consider if you want to keep Mel. So I kind of factored there in a little bit, and he's at 1050 now. So kind of what I budgeted was 12 an hour. And then just reduction in the repairs and maintenance, line item 187 under the community hall. And 10 grand's in there, and that's just so we can get that, all the floors done in the hall. And mainly it would be the redoing the bar side. Them tiles are horrible. This year we want to get the kitchen done in the bar area, because what Greg would like to do, and we're getting prices on that right now, is something maintenance free. Don't have to wax, don't have to, you know, just like we have around the wooden area, put something like that in there too. Keep it maintenance free. You know, other than that, by taking those things out, making those adjustments, we're at about $32,000 to the good this year in the general fund. The park will get done. I need to get one more bid on the park for the roof, and basically what I just went and got a couple bids for 30-year three-tab architectural shingles and then soffit and fascia brown and redo that. I don't know that we want to spend the money on the steel. I just didn't know what the future of the bathroom is. You know, we've talked for numerous years about, you know, going to, you know, handicap accessible, but I don't know if it's feasible from all the stories I keep hearing from people, how deep the footings are there and the soil. And right. So really, I mean, going through and thinking, unless council has things they want to see, the only real other big thing I have is, you know, some looking at streets, and the only other thing would be that hall, you know, that repaving the hall and fixing that wall. That's the only other thing I can think of that we need to build into the budget yet. I don't know of anything else. I mean, the last 3 years we've done a lot of, I mean, all the roofs have basically been done in the last 3 years. So
I think you should look at streets pretty hard, because last year getting all the phones.
Right.
And Maria is bad, and the one coming up is it Sophia? And the post office down to the old sometimes a ballpark down there. They were the last two that need to be done on this end from 1988.
Yeah.
So there are how many years of old is that?
Yeah. Of their life.
Jacobs looks pretty good.
Yeah, this yeah. part of Jacobs,
so
yeah, that's on my list.
Three streets we should consider.
Okay.
And as far as I know, I mean, we can maybe we could get a hold of Justin someday and he can come off and meet you and him to
sure.
go over them.
Yep.
I don't think before they get too bad that the water gets down into the sub base or anything. They don't need tile or anything. I would say we just, if there's maybe a curb or two that's cracked, busted.
Mill overlay and then patch.
And then mellum
and curb.
Mellum and overlay.
Yep.
Because I know there's a big basin because I put the basin. Sure. But before the water gets down there, it wrecks the street.
Right. Exactly.
That's going to be our cheapest. If we can
so I'll look at them three and I'll work with Justin on putting a cost estimate together.
Same with Jacob out here.
Yep.
Basically, all that needs to be done is. Because it's already got tile in. I put the tile in.
Yeah, that does get drilled there into that. Yep. Yeah, other than that, I don't know of any other major, you know, knock on wood, you know, improvements for next year. I'd like to keep it that way. So if there's anything you can think of, let me know. Just shoot me an email. And then we'll kind of try to get something I can, you know, worst case scenario, I always throw it on the wish list. So my goal really now is just to throw it out there tonight, probably look for next Tuesday to set up a workshop meeting, kind of get in a little more in depth in this. And then also for that meeting, I'll have some, hopefully some rough numbers for street improvements. And then anything else that we can put our heads to that we need to address. Because my plan yet this week too is I want to meet with Greg and go drive, do a town tour, and make some notes and look at things.
Well, put your thinking caps on, guys. Like I say, this is the part where we can add everything in that we want, or anything you've been hearing residents talk about that they would like to see in. We can put it in, and we can take it out later. It doesn't mean it has to stay in. Just when we set that proposed budget, that proposed levy, we can't go above that proposed levy. We can always go down from it. I know I kid every year about setting up the proposed levy at 50%.
And then just one note, because we have talked about it and I've looked at it, and we were roughly at about $9,900 for snow removal last year. There's 11 in the budget, so if you're curious on that note.
Well, we have which farmer's on it?
Well, that's just it.
The snow, we got the rain.
Yeah.
Any other questions on the process? I mean, we've all been through it once already. Somebody's more than that. Okay. Then we move on to the 2020-2021 policy policing contract.
All right. So there probably next meeting we'll be looking to hopefully finalize that up and approve that. So I have it built into the budget. Now already, same with the prosecution contract. So probably at the next meeting, we'll be approving them too. So.
On the 24th?
Yep.
And set a date for the budget workshop. You're thinking next Tuesday?
Yeah, that, you know, or sometime next week. Whatever.
Anybody
works.
Have any conflicts with next Tuesday?
With the council?
No, it works for me. It's the 17th. Should work for me, I guess.
So that's three meetings and Tuesdays in a row.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'd be kind of that time of year in September where it's almost every Tuesday.
Well, we need a motion to set the workshop.
Yeah.
Okay. So I entertain a motion then to set the budget workshop for 2020 on September 17th at 7 o'clock.
Can I make a motion to set the budget workshop for September 17th?
Second. Moving second to set the 2020 budget workshop for 7 o'clock on September 17th, 2019. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Passes.
Before we move on to council reports, Chris, one thing that's been brought up to me from a few people, and we kind of discussed it a little bit, was we're done spraying for mosquitoes. I know I've gotten some comments, they're bad again. I don't know if council's interested in doing another spray session or not. It's roughly about 280 per session. So.
Lots?
I'd say go for it. Terrible. I don't see a frost in sight.
It's raining.
Yeah.
They're bad.
They're brutal, man.
I would because it's outside, it's extra. Yeah.
Entertain a motion then to do an additional spraying for mosquitoes.
I move to I make a motion to do an additional spraying for mosquitoes.
Seconded to do an additional spraying for mosquitoes. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Get in touch with them tomorrow.
Move on then to city council reports. Councilman fucking Dean. Councilman Tracy.
I have nothing either.
Councilman Pollard.
No, sir.
Councilman Pollard. The only thing I have is just to report out on the trip that I went to DC. Got to meet a number of people who we would actually call in the event that we had different types of emergencies or needs. The day of the conversation was all deputies, deputy assistant, deputy of the assistant, the assistant of the assistant. Those are the people that we spoke to. One thing, Jeremy, if you could look into, they have a program now with the Trump administration. Something to do with, it'll come out. I'll email you.
Shoot me an email.
Yeah. They have this program. They've designated areas around the United States that are kind of depressed areas in regards to a number of factors. And what they're doing is they're coming into these areas that the area wants them to come into, and they're trying to set up an economic development type opportunity. But where this program is different than what they've done, the administration's done in the past, is they're actually getting any of the church people involved at the table, any of the community activists that are in the area at the table. They're trying to get more community buy-in. So in the past, they've dumped money, let's say in Detroit, and okay, they spent the money, but then there's no sustainability to that money. They're trying to make this program more sustainable so that they don't have as many of these, we don't have as many of these cities or places around. I don't know if we fall into one of those deserts or not, but they sounded like there was like 32 or 35 of them around the United States. So I don't know if we fall under or not. But it'd be something to look into, and if it's something that we can get involved in. The meeting was about 3.5 hours, and about 2 hours and 45 minutes into the meeting, all of a sudden these people with earpieces started appearing by the doors, and I'm like, what the heck? And we had to go through four checkpoints just to get into the White House, which was, that's good, they have the security. But VP Pence did speak with us for about 20 minutes, and then after he spoke, he took selfies with people and shook hands and stayed around for about another 10 or 15 minutes after that. And for those who that are on Facebook and that, I did post some pictures on there. I can show you, Scotty, on my phone.
I see.
Did you? But it was really good in the fact that we were able to get some contact information in the event. Let's knock on wood again that we have some terrible catastrophe out here. You know, God forbid if the current water tower were to fall down before the new one gets up and operational. That would be somebody we contact. I'll get you that sheet too, so you have it as well. But that's all I have. Anybody have anything else for the good of the city? Entertain then a motion to adjourn.
I make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Moving second to adjourn Hamburg City Council meeting of September 10th, 2019 at 7:39. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? We are adjourned.